You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Talking about the news from this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. And let's start with the main headlines on the Sydney edition and a very controversial speaker coming to Australia.
Sure. Well, on the front page of the Sydney edition, there's a story about a furor over a speaker from overseas coming, controversial one, called Richard Falk. Mm-hmm. Now, Jewish communal leaders are concerned about plans for Mr. Falk, a US academic who has endorsed conspiracy theories and who is widely accused of anti-Semitism. They're concerned about him visiting Australia shortly to speak at the New South Wales Parliament and also at the University of Sydney. He's been invited to address the New South Wales Parliament by Greens MP David Shoebridge, the co-convener of New South Wales Parliament's Friends of Palestine group. His July 4th speech will be on a future for Palestine, BDS international law and beyond. During his visit, organised by BDS Australia, he was also scheduled to speak on a topic called Israeli Apartheid, International Law and the Academic Boycott at a talk sponsored by the Sydney staff for BDS, a group that is based at the University of Sydney. In a 2007 article titled Slouching Towards a Palestinian Holocaust, Falk drew parallels between Israel's conflict with Gaza and the Holocaust and has stated, quote, "Is it an irresponsible overstatement to associate the treatment of Palestinians with the criminalized Nazi record of collective atrocity? I think not," end quote. He last visited Australia in 2013 when he drew flak from the British and Canadian governments, the former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and many anti-racist organisations around the world. And former British Prime Minister David Cameron denounced Falk for publishing an anti-Semitic cartoon that purportedly about Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, which showed a dog wearing a Jewish head covering, urinating on a depiction of justice, and devouring a bloody skeleton. So there's been quite intense opposition and concern by the Jewish authorities representatives in Australia. I'll give you a couple of quick examples. The Australasian Union of Jewish Students has written to the University of Sydney's Vice Chancellor Michael Spence in protest, and the Anti-Defamation Commission Chair Dvir Abramovich has written to Immigration Minister David Coleman asking him to refuse or revoke Falk's visa. And Orgeses' chairman, Joseph Wilkinson, said universities should not be welcoming people who hold Tel Aviv responsible for the Boston Marathon bombings. He added that when people with such views are allowed to spread their agenda in lecture theatres, Jewish students are sent a very clear message.
There has been some successful attempts in the past to revoke visas from overseas speakers, especially the ones that talk against Israel. One of them, I believe, was David Icke. Let's move on to the next story with a very touching and moving stories from Magen David Adom in Israel, featured on this week's edition. Shane, would you like to share it with our listeners?
Yeah, we've got two related stories, very heartfelt stories, moving stories about Magen David Adom, which is basically Israel's national ambulance service. Mm-hmm. A Medicycle has been donated by Magen David Adom New South Wales in honour of the late former New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President Jeremy Spinak, which will fulfil one of his final wishes, his family say. Spinak, who served as the president from 2014 to 2018, passed away last November from a rare form of cancer, aged just 36. MDA New South Wales co-vice president Melissa McCurdy, who is also an honorary secretary at the Jewish Board of Deputies New South Wales, was present to officially dedicate the Medicycle to MDA in Israel, where it is now already in service. And a dedication on the bike reads, presented to the people of Israel in memory of Jeremy Spinak, President New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, by Australian Friends of Magen David Adom, Sydney, Australia. The Spinak family said it's very moved by this memorial gesture from Magen David Adom, New South Wales, which keeps Jeremy's memory alive while saving the lives of others. They said Jeremy would have been very proud of this honour, as he spent much of his shortened life trying to achieve good things for his beloved Jewish community. His successor at the Jewish Board of Deputies, current President Leslie Berger, commended MDA New South Wales and said, "The fact that there is a medicycle on the streets of Israel saving lives and helping people of all faiths is a wonderful, appropriate tribute to Jeremy Spinak." Meanwhile, MDA Australia Chair Glynis Lipson was at the June 13 launch in Melbourne of MDA Australia's Beyond a Wish campaign. And there were special guests from Israel, Yonat Daskal Dagan and Itai Orion, who are part of a special corps of paramedics within MDA in Israel, which is called the Wish Ambulance Program. And that's tasked with accompanying terminally ill and immobile patients, mainly children, on a fun day of their choosing. So this campaign will help with hundreds of wish trips each year, and MDA Australia has committed itself to raising $500,000, which would buy a much-needed second wish ambulance, a custom-fitted unit that differs from standard ambulances and allows kids to have their wish achieved, or a fun day out, or whatever is special to them. And just in case, there's this special ambulance in case on that day they become ill. And in a nice touch at this launch, the paramedic duo spoke with Ravit and Elisheva Cohen, the mother and sister of Yotam Cohen, a seven-year-old who was diagnosed with cancer when he was three in Israel, and he needed a bone marrow transplant. During his treatment, when things looked bleak, Yotam would look out the window of his hospital bed at the MDA helipad, and he dreamed of flying in a helicopter. So the MDA Wish Ambulance took him to the helipad and gave him a lesson on operating a helicopter. And Daskal Dagan said when they landed, the expression on Yotam's face was absolutely priceless. He jumped into his mother's arms, totally ecstatic, as his wish had been granted. And the good news about him is he recently is now in remission. So that's a lovely story. It's a lovely campaign. And to support it, people can visit mdawishambulance.com.au.
A really touching story. And how often does it happen when the MDA is letting young kids jump in the helicopter and fly around? This is happening more and more these days, right?
Yeah, this is happening more and more. And it's thanks to this special unit, which most people, I didn't know about this, but the Wish Ambulance Program. So that's what they do all the time. I think it's fairly new, only been around a few years. And certainly if they can reach this $500,000 target, a lot more kids will be able to have their wish in Israel.
Wonderful. Moving to our next story, and it's Limud Oz in Sydney.
Yeah, so in Sydney last weekend, there was a three-day festival called Limud Oz, Festival of Ideas. And they had probably more than 1,000 people attending, and there was about 30 or 40 presenters and music and concerts and all these kind of things. So the Jewish News went to about 10 of them, and we've published a little bit of a snippet of each one.
Can you share with us one good story?
A gentleman called Aharon Ariel Lavi, an Israeli, who actually moved from Jerusalem with his wife about 10 years ago to a struggling moshav just a few kilometers from the Gaza border. It was kind of a place which had a very aging population. A lot of the younger children moved out, and it was really in dire straits. So he moved there with a few other families, and he's an entrepreneur, and he sets up things called intentional communities. So he set one up there, and 10 years later, its population has gone from a few families to to now almost 50 families.
Wow.
And they've actually just built a new school there for the future. So that's wonderful in itself. But now his family, they now have four children, and the local townspeople have actually started communicating out of choice with some open-minded residents across the border fence in Gaza. So we asked him, why did he do this? And he told this seminar, the situation here is difficult, but my personal philosophy is, while not giving up on any of my Zionist values or our right to exist on the map of Israel, there is the reality of 2 million people inside Gaza, just across the fence, who are not going to go anywhere. And he said, some people inside Gaza also understand that we, Israelis, we're not going anywhere either. And it is this group of mostly young people that we started opening a line of communication with. He said, it probably won't be in our generation, but some reconciliation will have to happen at some point or another, somehow. But at the current point, civil relations on a citizen-to-citizen level is good enough. He hopes to continue this, and he actually said this week there's going to be a special joint bicycle ride, obviously held separately across the border, but they're going to do it at the same time with this group, and they're going to connect on social media and do it together. So that will be great to see.
Fantastic. That's all the time we have for this week. Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Thanks a lot, and speak to you next week.
Okay, my pleasure.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.